me this morning about the question of getting newsmen. My recommendation, that's a rather strong one, is that aside from the natural priorities, that we could not fly civilians into a danger area. And of course, people's supplies have to go first. I think it's very important that we try to accommodate. Good. Well, I will say that in my briefing, the Defense Department is trying to work out necessary arrangements. I'm going to refer all those queries to Sylvester. I'm going to refer all the any damage queries to him, too. And the eye for background gave some of the boys last night a few of the facts. Because things really got wild down here. You know, they had Houston moving a half inch.
Oh, really?
You know, and they had San Antonio affected and Mobile.
George?
Yes.
I'm on now.
Oh, yes, sir. I would think it would be a good idea.
Yes, we had him before, and I think we can have him now unless he's on his way to Anchorage.
Well, he talked to a San Antonio station a little while ago, so by telephone.
If he isn't in an aircraft now,
what about the congressman?
Local. Congressman's on the West Coast.
Well, has he been notified that you'll send him? All right. Now, I haven't been listening to you. I just got on, but I would one, release this statement of Bundy's.
Right, sir.
I would send a wire from McDermott, and I'd send my wire to McDermott.
Yes, sir. Can't quite hear you, Mr. President.
I would send my wire to McDermott.
Right.
And I would send my wire to the governor and call the governor. When I talk to the governor, I guess I could, A, inquire about any, for a brief report, and B, tell him that the wire's been sent, and C, tell him that we've declared a disaster area.
Right.
Anything else?
I think that just for the record, you should express the deep sympathy of all Americans.
Oh, yeah.
So I can say that at the briefing.
Yeah. Well, that's in the statement we're putting out.
I know it, but I mean, I can say that in your time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we'll do that, of course. Anything else now?
Mr. President, you want a brief report from me?
Yes.
I talked to Lieutenant General Reeves, who is the unified commander in Alaska,
Yeah. Shortly
after 7 o'clock this morning, along with General Taylor and others. The military communications is satisfactory to Alaska. The information which he had at that time was fragmentary, as it was still nighttime. He is in contact with Governor Egan, who is in Juneau, I think, still as of this time. He was trying to get to Anchorage, but could not get in because of bad weather. The reports which Reeves gave us are of extensive damage in certain areas. First, Anchorage. The mayor there says that the city is badly damaged. There are no internal communications there as of his last report. Army troops were sent in there to assist the local authorities. The international airport there was out of use. However, Elmendorf, which is the Air Force base there, is usable for military aircraft, provided the weather clears, which it is supposed to. The Presbyterian Hospital in the city there was evacuated to private homes. The base hospital was also evacuated there. Second, Kodiak. The business district in Kodiak was virtually destroyed by a 15-foot tidal wave. Casualties unknown. Again, casualties unknown in Anchorage. Next, Seward. Fires in the town. No lights, no water. Cut off from ground access by fissures in the road. When the weather clears and daylight comes, you can probably get into it satisfactorily by helicopter. Fourth, Santa Valdez. Heavily damaged, both by the earthquake and
good.
Right.
Anything else?
Two other things. We have an airplane set up to leave at 11 o'clock, which will take Senator Gruning and Senator Bartlett direct to Elmendorf Air Force Base there outside of Anchorage. The question was raised, did you want to send any additional representatives to the area on your behalf, such as somebody from OED, Red Cross, the Green Cross?
I think that'd be good if McDermott would...
McDermott is in a retreat on his way in from Baltimore, Mr. President. He'll be here a little later in the morning.
Well, if he gets there in time, get him...
Send a second plane, Mr. President.
No, I'd put him on the same plane. What about Ralph Dunyan?
He's also in a retreat, Mr. President. He's not particularly a man to do this job, I don't think.
Well, who else do you have better than the White House? He's not available.
You get him going, Mr. President. He or his first number one man will be on that plane.
Well, I'd say so.
Thanks. I will then tell them to hold the plane.
That's the best way.
Until I get further word from you on who else will be going.
All right.
That is 11 a.m. EST, right?
It was supposed to leave at 11 a.m. local Washington time.
Right.
But it will not leave at that time probably now because of the addition of these additional people.
Well, how about weather conditions?
Weather conditions, as predicted, were that they wouldn't be able to get in by the time they get there. It's approximately a 7.5 hour flight nonstop. No, they were going by KC-135.
And how about the congressman?
The congressman, we have nothing on because that is on the West Coast. I know nothing of that now.
All right. Anything else?
I have a technical question I've been having to bother you with, sir.
Go ahead.
What is General Reeves' full name?
His full name? Let me give it to you just a second here. Lieutenant General R.J. Reeves.
Lieutenant General R.J. Reeves. And he's Commanding General Alaska, right? If I get any questions about Hawaii.
Raymond J., George.
Raymond J.?
Yeah.
Okay. If I get any questions about Hawaii, what is the response?
About what?
About Hawaii. Last night there were several reports.
Well, there was effective evacuation of beach areas in Hawaii. And we've had no report of any extensive damage out there, but you better refer to Washington on that.
Yes. I am going to refer all reports to Washington.
Reporting should be referred to Washington.
Now, what should be the central point for that? I would suggest probably the Department of Defense, simply because...
DOD, correct question.
Right. Well, as it now stands, I'll probably...
You better take out the reference to McDermott in the public statement, because if he turns out that we sent him to Alaska, we don't want him the Commander-in-Chief Washington. In any event, I think the President really ought to be in direct charge, so I just cut that link to the last paragraph, George.
I see it, I agree. You should have a reference to OEP, though.
I think the picture should be that the President's in full charge.
I will just take care of that in the briefing, the OEP. I will add that OEP, that this puts OEP in, and that all of these, that we started whatever planning we could last night. Well, I have nothing further, gentlemen. This, as it now stands, judging from my mechanical setup here, this announcement should be made at 11 a.m. your time.
Get that McDermott stuff out of the statement.
It's out already, sir.
All right.
Is there any other place, Mac, where you see a danger in regard to this this large figure?
This what?
This large figure that...
No, I think that he's stating an absolutely off-the-cuff first-hand estimate. Estimate of total damage, and I think you just have to stay clear of that.
Right, well, I will take that one line out of the President's telegram.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
What is that figure?
He says $250 million. Easily reach minimum of $250 million throughout widespread areas.
Who says that?
The governor to you, Mr. President. That telegram just
not have a copy of the telegram, Judge.
Okay, anything else?
I think, sir, that in order to conserve time, if you have not been able to contact the governor by 10 o'clock, that I would just say you are contacting him and discussing with him, because I think the proclamation itself is very important to get out.
Are you all going to try to get him on the phone now?
If so, if someone from the ranch could call me, sir, and just let me know that you are actually on the phone, and that's all I need, I'll take care of the rest of it.
Anything else?
No, sir. Not from my end.
No.
Okay. How you doing, Mac?
Oh, things are fine, Mr. President. We have a lot of trouble in some of your other favorite areas, and we'll be sending you messages on it later in the day. We have a very disquieting message in from Ambassador Gordon in Brazil. In that situation, we're going to have a recommendation for you, I think, on the wire. It's a standby problem, but it might explode, he said, any time in the next month or so.
All right. What else? What did he say?
He said it was that we just simply disagree on Cuba, that Cuba was a base of subversion and a base of Soviet military power, and that both of these were unacceptable. But he tried to be nice about the more general aspect of the war.
So did he get...